Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Friday, March 31st. You're tuning into the 404 Show right here on the good old CNET.com. Hello, Russ Frushtick.
Hello.
How are you?
Not good.
I used to say Howard Hughes.
What?
How are you? When Howard Hughes.
Did you say that? Who said that?
I used to say it back in the day. Just want to bring that back for a second. Across the table from myself and to your right, Mr. Frushtick, they call him Vincent Jojo Caravella, and he's on the program for the first time or fourth. Not sure. Hello, Vinny.
Hey, Vinny.
Hi, Vinny.
Have you been on this show before?
Vinny is squeezing a ball in as some sort of stress relief. Are you okay? He has not spoken.
This is my power play.
Well done.
This is how I see
art of
control.
The deal.
Yeah, just make it as uncomfortable and awkward for you as possible.
This isn't your first negotiation on a podcast, is it?
I've been down this road before. Hey guys, how you doing? Pleasure to be here. Mm-hmm. Awesome to be here promoting my new book.
Yeah, when's that hit the bookshelves?
It's out now.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Her, Him, and Mr. Magoo.
Cool. Vinny Caravella, intern at GiantBomb.com. How's that working out for you?
I think it's okay.
Do you think you're going to get the nod?
I don't think so, but like that's kind of okay too.
Sure.
I've got a lot of things, a lot of fingers and a lot of pies.
Most interns don't, you know, do it for a decade. Why have you stuck with it all these years? Did you need the credits?
Yes, college credits. Mm-hmm. Very important to me. I have a lot of material that I'm gathering, a lot of what some people would call blackmail.
Sure.
And I'm hoping to just kind of sit on that. And, you know, a lot of other things. I could go into it, XYZ, et cetera, et cetera.
A bunch of stuff. Look, you got away with words.
I
really do.
Thanks.
It's a gift.
That's why they kept me on.
No, Vinny, you in real life,
yeah.
You're Mr. Giant Bomb. You are Mr. Giant.
That is not true.
They named Giant Bomb after you.
That's not true. Mr. Giant Bomb was my father. That's an old joke. How do you guys feel about old jokes?
I feel great about them.
Fantastic.
That was the name of my first book, Old Jokes.
It's great to be back in this room.
I know. So a little inside baseball, the Giant Beastcast, the podcast that Vinny, myself, and a few other Giant Bomb gentlemen do. We used to record in here.
Yeah.
Are you okay? You look stressed for a second.
I was moving my
chair. You had your mouth open as if you were trying to
I was just surprised that I have no idea where you guys record. It's surprising it's not in here.
Right. It's not here. It's in the adjacent room over there now. Just a little inside baseball.
Yeah.
You come in here. They paint the walls purple.
Move the table.
It's freaking you out.
A little bit.
All right. That's good. I want to have you all messed up while I've got you.
Now the power play. Now you're doing the power play.
Shifting it.
My, the tables have turned.
Oh, man.
Not so easy being in the hot seat, is it now?
This is great. I don't have to worry about the recording dying.
Right.
Editing anything out, man.
Yeah, the shoe's on the other foot.
That's right.
As it were.
That's an old saying.
What was the other foot doing?
I guess
did it not have a shoe?
That's a great question. I don't know where that cliche makes sense.
Seems like you'd have double shoes at that point.
There's a lot of old cliches that make no sense in modern context, right? Mm-hmm. Don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
That totally makes perfect sense.
But we don't do that. I don't collect eggs.
I bet there are people who are don't carry all, that's too many eggs to carry in the egg factory. Why would you do that?
You are literally putting too many eggs
in that basket.
I've never tried to kill any birds, let alone two, with a single stone.
Go back to the eggs real quick. If you go food shopping, you don't put all of your eggs along with all the heavy stuff, right?
That is not where that's coming from.
I understand, but it's still a
why are they eggs?
Bringing it up to the, because they're delicate.
But
are you asking why are eggs?
I think that's saying,
why are eggs?
Doesn't that saying
eggs?
Mean like, oh, we don't want to put all this investment in this? It doesn't mean it's going to get too heavy.
Because they could break. Because they're delicate.
Is it eggs because of their brain?
Do you deal with this every week?
This is new levels. I don't
I didn't think it was because they're delicate. Well, look, eggs are valuable.
I'll
Let's
give
not
you
put them
one
all in this.
That actually is legitimately doesn't make sense.
Okay.
But that's more how it's structured. So have your cake and eat it too. People don't really understand that, but it's more the syntax of how it's evolved.
I think that makes sense.
That one does?
Yeah, I think it's you can't have the cake and do whatever you want to. You can't have all that. You can't have everything.
But the second half is referring to actually obtaining and having the cake, literally. Because people say having the cake and eating it too.
Yeah.
Oh, having sounds like eating
being
as
possession
well.
Of it.
Like eating it twice.
Mm.
But it's actually, being in possession of it.
Or like being able to be like, this is such a nice cake, but like, do you want to eat it? No, because then I won't have it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Crazy. Who wants a cake out there? That's like
exactly.
Okay.
All right. A lot of stuff happened this week. Let's do a hard pivot.
That was all on the rundown, by the way.
It was. Yeah. Let's do a hard pivot out of that nonsense. Okay. A lot of stuff went down in the world of technology this week. First thing we should talk about is that company Samsung.
Yep.
They had an event here in New York for the Galaxy S8.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new telephone.
It's a bad name.
Why is it a bad name?
Satan.
Oh, right. Satan 8. Yeah. That's the conclusion you draw from that?
If it was the S8N, I'd probably agree with you.
Do you think they'll make a model?
That would be amazing.
That would be dope. I'd buy that up in a second. I want Devil Phone.
Just all red, makes one call. Hello.
Yeah, that's the one that fucking explodes.
Only the six works.
I didn't already get my number. I'm blowing up over here.
There's only a six dial button on here. That's
it's
weird.
All the keypad is just sixes.
Yeah, the S8 is coming April 21st, and people are pretty psyched about it.
Yeah, well, because their old phones blew up, so they need new phones. Honestly, this is the first big thing from Samsung since that whole incident happened.
Right, and they had to like pivot out of that, but they didn't really
because it's still the like kind of. I guess the branding is still Galaxy Note.
Right. Well, that's
the same branding.
And that's the headline. It's not the Note. It's the Galaxy S8.
Yeah, but the old one was the Galaxy Note, wasn't it? Or was it just the Note? Whatever.
Right. So you're saying if they make the S8 Note or the S8N, then it'll be the...
I think S8N, they can't go wrong. I just want to put that out there.
Well, the Note was the one that was exploding is all I'm saying.
Right, exactly.
And it was a battery issue, right?
It was.
Yes.
A series of battery issues. Yes. A series of bad mistakes okay. and decisions. I don't know if you've seen the commercials that they've been sort of campaigning with over the last couple of months where they're like, we get it. Like, they've just been running generic safety commercials.
Oh, really?
They're not even running.
We can't make a phone that blows up nanny state. We get it.
They're like, look, phones are hard.
You want to bring your phone on a plane someday. I get it.
We hear you. We hear you loud and clear. You would like a phone that does not kill you.
What is their pitch? Like they've brought in more safety experts?
It's just a bunch of like super sterile B-roll of like labs with people wearing
with pipettes.
Yeah, like, people wearing like masks.
Your complaints.
A lot of people like on the other side of like double like bulletproof glass. Hold like sort of like bracing for an explosion as someone just simply turns a phone on the other side.
And then people just cheering like NASA, yeah. Just like, woo, right. Did it, guys.
The scene before that is like all four people in lab coats drawing straws.
Yeah, just shaking. Right?
They're just like praying.
Oh, dear God, calling their mother.
Right? Hugging family.
And then, all right, Ralph, you got to turn the S8 on. Sorry, bud.
So what are some awesome new features?
Well, I think the coolest sort of thing right off the bat is that it doesn't have any front-facing buttons, and the screen is almost top to bottom. Like, the entire glass,
Not a lot of bezel.
Yeah, there's not a lot of bezel, and the screen also wraps around the side of the phone.
So more glass to break.
They've done that, too. The Galaxy Edge and stuff like that had that wraparound, but I don't know they've done both sides, have they? Is this the first time they've done that?
Yeah, the Edge does that.
Both sides?
Yeah.
I thought it was just one side.
No, the Edge, the first version of the Edge did that.
Okay.
Now, if we're looking at photos here, it's kind of sweet the way
it looks like an infinity pool.
You're right.
Right?
It really does. That's a good.
Is that 2-1% for everyone?
That's where like the water runs off the side.
Yeah, I can hear people Googling, but yeah, that's definitely right.
That's
though.
That's what they're after in those Avengers movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I think like this was a very smart move for in terms of like consolidation. I've always thought that Samsung has way too many products on the market anyway.
Yeah,
they used to have the Note, they had the Edge, they had the Galaxy. It's like no. Get it all slimmed down into one sort of line.
Okay, so there's no more edges.
I don't believe so.
Yeah,
because this new phone, the S8, would be the Edge.
Ironically, it has no edge, so.
Right, it's edgeless, yes. Hence infinity. It's kind of sweet looking. I really think they did a good job with the form factor.
I like the form factor. I think it's great. My only weird concern about the edgeless stuff is I've seen videos of people watching like YouTube videos on it, and the like video wraps around the edge.
Oh, really?
And there might be a way to fix that or shrink it or whatever, but like by default, I was seeing a lot of videos that did that, and I don't want that to happen.
You're talking millimeters. I mean,
it's visible though. Like it was
like
distracting.
A couple of pixels off on each edge.
It's not. It's more than that. It's,
really?
Yeah.
I got to see that. That almost sounds
because it's visible on the. You're talking about 3 or 4 millimeters.
Yeah.
Wait. So it's not just the glass. The actual like the illumination.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is on
really?
The sides. Yeah.
That's really weird.
Yeah, because in the photo they're showing here that Jeff has up, it doesn't look like the operating system screen bleeds over the edges.
Right. I think you can see a little bit on the side, but not. But you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it
like
would
not
be weird
bad.
Here if like a button was like half on totally. And half off.
But you know what? You're right, though. You in this other photo, you can definitely see below the angle of the light that's mm-hmm. created. It rests beneath it. There's no front-facing buttons, which I don't know. That's like the new thing.
How are they going to check my fingerprint?
So there's a fingerprint scanner on the back.
On the back next to the camera.
But if you but like it's way too close to the camera.
How am I going to make a case for that?
So, well, it's just going to be holy. And it's also going to confuse people. You're going to smudge up that camera lens so much.
I'm trying to think of where be better. No, I don't know. Like, where
my phone
be
has a fingerprint scanner on the back, and it's sort of perfect.
What do you rock?
Oh, yeah.
This is a Nexus 6P. Sorry, okay. 6P. So yeah,
neat. I think I'm kind of I'm getting off the Apple train.
Like, oh really?
Next stop is my stop.
What was
next
it? Stop the headphone jack thing?
No, it's just that I think they have muddied the waters enough with kind of they've got a lot of different products going on right now that I am falling out of their ecosystem. I don't have an Apple Watch.
Right.
I'm kind of moving away from their like their Mac Pros. I'm kind of not so into anymore. Like,
right.
And so I'm kind of falling out of love with their ecosystem.
It's funny. I think Apple is definitely falling out of vogue, but their stock price won't get touched until this sort of after of shock of it all.
So
do you know what I mean? Like like that company will still continue to kill it.
I think they used to have really incredible hardware and you paid the premium
right.
for the hardware.
It just worked.
And well, it worked and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was well designed and beautiful.
Oh, yeah, whereas you had like a ThinkPad coming from like ugly, boxy, gross, horrible.
And you know, there was functionality to it.
Sure.
But now it feels not only does it feel like the competition is outpaced them in some respects, but it also feels like a lot of their tech and software feels restrictive and also geared towards somebody who is all in on Apple.
Right. Yes.
And I'm not that person. And now I feel a little locked out of some stuff where I can be like, oh, I can go buy – I don't need to buy an iPad for what I do on my iPad.
Right.
I can go buy probably $100 if that mm-hmm. – I don't even know. A tablet.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think the other issue that Apple's running into is the USB-C like gap year that we're in, 2 years, whatever, however long it's going to take, where like – so I was using one of the new MacBook Pros at work the other day, and I needed like 3 or 4 adapters to have like a wireless connection, my power plugged in, a capture kit plugged in, and it was like a nest of wires. And I think USB-C is great, and I actually do think it moves away from the issue of Apple being like very locked in because it's a universal input device. Mm. But in this 2-year, 3-year period where people are making that shift over, it sucks. And the fact that Apple like it's a MacBook Pro and it only has 4 ports and one of them is for power.
Right.
There's nothing pro about that.
I mean, it's just frustrating. So I don't know. I think they jumped the gun.
I'm with you. They've had a lot of criticism about that new line of MacBooks. I think, you know, the fact that now it turns out like there were rumors that the iPhone 8 was going to have USB-C, mm-hmm. but now it sounds like it won't. It might just have like an adapter for that.
Yeah. I think it's a little early specifically for that stuff. Cause that could be firmed up. No, they've probably decided, but I don't think the rumors have locked in one way or the other.
Right.
Think USB-C makes the most sense. It'd be crazy to me, given that they're supporting it on their Pro, but who knows?
One of the missteps I think Samsung may have taken is the kind of gamble they're doing or they're taking with Bixby, which is their digital assistant platform.
Yeah.
Was that like Siri?
Yeah. Essentially. So they have a dedicated button to Bixby on the phone.
Oh, wow.
S8 is also going to come in 2 varieties, an S8 standard and an S8 Plus. The S8 Plus is 6.2 inches of screen, and I think the regular is 5.7.
Yeah, but they're the same resolution.
Same resolution. So, that's a big phone, though, by the way. And also the and you'll appreciate this, Vinny, the aspect ratio is sort of changing to like 19 by 10.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Like they're longer phones.
Because there's no bezel. So they use the whole length of the phone as the screen.
Huh. Yeah. You
so
see that?
So it's much taller.
See how like that's just not 16 by 9. It's almost like anamorphic.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. It's very weird. Like a lot of stuff is changing.
I don't think that's a problem. The 16 by 9 thing, if you're watching YouTube, it's going to not fill that whole screen. I don't think that's a problem.
But will it shoot video in 16 by 10?
No, I think it'll shoot video in 16 by 9.
Yeah, that'd be bizarre.
Yeah. But right, yeah, I said 19 by 10. I meant 16 by 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you, I think you said 16.
Yeah, you're good. So the Bixby thing.
Yeah, let's get on Bixby. What do you think?
Where is that button? Isn't it, like, I heard it was at the bottom. It's like a haptic button at the bottom.
I'm trying to find it on these photos we have. I'm pretty sure I know there's a dedicated button. I don't know. It could be that one on the left there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. All these, like, Siri and Amazon Echo, like Cortana has, none of them have proved to be like the universal, like, I need to use this every second.
I think Amazon's and Google's are like leading the forefront.
I think both of them are better.
They seem to be much more flexible. They're on a lot more products.
But like what do you use? What is Amazon's?
Alexa.
Yeah. So that's on the Echo.
Do you use it?
I personally don't.
I have an Echo.
I use the Google Assistant, which I think is very good.
I have an Echo, and I use it for what's the weather and play Spotify, and that's pretty much it.
But it works.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is it seems weird to have a dedicated button for something that you're using maybe once or twice a day.
So the real question is, like, and I saw someone put this on Twitter. It might have been MKBHD. Someone's got to bind Google Assistant to that button.
Yeah.
Instead of Bixby, because no one cares about
Bixby. Is Google Assistant very much similar to, I have no idea what it is. It's just similar to Siri.
It is. It's not as like personal, where like Siri feels like there's a person in your phone.
No, it doesn't, but yeah.
That's the vibe they're going for. Google Assistant feels much more sort of binary, where it's like, it's conversational as well.
You're a robot. You're a computer program.
I'm clearly a robot. I'm going to give you the information without being all like cheeky.
You're not going
to
fall in love with Google Assistant.
Right. So not at all.
Things I use Siri for, I find helpful. Like if I have headphones in and I want to make a phone call and I can access my contacts and, hey, call my wife at home.
Right.
Or mobile.
Sure.
That means you're old if you're calling people, by the way.
I guess so.
It's like, are you sure, old man? Do you want to make that call?
Do you want me to sign up for Social Security as well?
Here's your AARP card.
And setting timers.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do that aside from...
Who wants to navigate that?
And I think that's kind of all you
Yeah, and like, I think for every platform, that baseline of commands works pretty well. It's when you jump beyond that, the more... You know, contextual, complex stuff.
Yeah, and they're talking about smart home stuff with Bixby and all that stuff.
And, you know, we don't have to get into the granular stuff, but, like, they're doing all the shopping stuff where you take a photo of a book and, like, shopping, you know, options come up.
I just don't know who does that.
Like, I don't know. I've done it maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
Or I've, like, scanned a barcode in a store. Like, I've been in a Target and, like, I see, like, a shelf I want.
Yeah.
I'm like, $55 for a shelf?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I'll take my little Amazon barcode thing and it's 32 shipped on Amazon.
Sure.
And I'm like, and my job is done.
But I feel like I'm walking, and all right, this is old man stuff. I'm walking backwards. I'm backing away from anything that collects data on me and anything that wants to use, that wants to get an informed picture of me. I am trying to back
Good
away.
Good luck.
I know, right?
It is now literally harder than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. So like I'm thinking, you know, part of my, hey, I'm not going to get an Apple phone is there a flip phone I can buy is like.
I got one on my desk. You want it?
Maybe.
And what are you going to do? Just not text your wife with it?
What are you talking about?
It takes forever.
It does take forever.
T9? You're talking about T9?
I just told you I call people.
Yeah, but dude, come on.
No, don't play that card. No one wants to pick that phone.
You don't text with Jesse all the time?
I do.
All the time?
No.
No?
Well, okay. So here's another.
Al do, I bet, right?
Yes.
So here's the thing I do text with, but I hate typing into a phone, even if it's a smartphone. So I get mad that... That iMessage doesn't have like a PC client, right? Because
it does. If you're on a Mac, you can iMessage people.
Well, but Windows.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Windows client. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Not a personal computer client.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have a Windows client. So I use iMessage on the computer a lot. And like you've texted me, and my answers are usually like yes. No, and like, sorry, let me get to a computer to write.
You just have like a series of like big novelty buttons that reply back.
Like
you
know, I can't type a lot on a phone. I just don't enjoy it.
I understand.
And
I don't like typing either on phones, but I do it.
I know that I'm like two generations above what their market is.
Right? I don't think so, Vinny.
I do. I've got cousins.
Stop aging yourself, man.
I'm telling you, I've got cousins that like whip their thumbs out and just like, and they're just like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm like writing a novella.
Were you a physical keyboard guy for phones? Did you like that?
Like a BlackBerry?
No, my thumbs are really big.
So. Oh, that's right. The old sausage.
Let's compare thumbs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you are. Oh, my God.
Stop. You can't do this again.
Somebody just put up a Q-tip to a sausage.
That's what I just saw. I've never seen a bigger thumb next to my thumbs. I mean, have a small thumb, so I grant, but like I've never seen a bigger thumb next to my thumb. That's amazing.
What you, man, you got a little.
It's like Loki and Thor, essentially.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my gosh.
So, but I just don't enjoy typing on a device like that anyway.
Gotcha.
So. Yeah.
So I don't know.
But I would say like the avoiding, that's fair, like not wanting to do that stuff because it's not comfortable. But the avoiding data about yourself.
It's hard.
I think at this point is like almost impossible. Like you can't use the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, they just passed this law this week.
So like I've been using a VPN for a year now.
Oh, right? Okay. So that's actually,
I would also recommend if people are super paranoid, Track Me Not on Google Chrome is a great extension.
So some of the Apple stuff, I feel like, is walking in this like wholly consolidated direction of like, no, this is how the future of our platform is going to be. It is a unified platform that we need to collect,
right.
Yeah.
Upload this data, and get a better picture of you to help you.
That's where the money is.
Here's the thing, though, Vinny, and I totally sympathize with your point of view. Unfortunately, I don't think there is a practical way to live in our world right now, like nitpicking each and every sort of thing. And I'm not trying to sound submissive. I'm not trying to sound defeated in that aspect, but unless you're living off the goddamn grid in a cabin in Idaho, you're tracked, man.
But I don't think it's an all or nothing thing.
I think
you can make smart choices.
Of course.
Like, I don't need to put my address and phone number public on Facebook. No,
of course not. But those are like, that's like privacy 101. I mean,
you'd be surprised.
I am surprised. I think you're going to see a lot of websites switching over to HTTPS now. When sites are secure, an ISP can't necessarily see like the granular navigation within that domain. They can just see you went to that domain.
And they have that HTTPS anywhere plugin you can get for
right.
Yeah.
Forces that.
Yeah. And I think you can make smart choice. And I feel like you kind of have to keep up a little bit to know what the problems are.
We're entering a world now where like internet was kind of on autopilot for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's just like, oh, everyone understands how to use a web browser. Yeah. Well, now maybe it's like early 90s again where it's like, oh, you maybe should take a few things into your own hands and kind of like make your way out there.
I'm not saying this. I'm not trying to get on a platform or soapbox. I do agree with you. It is the world we live in. But the parts that kind of rub me the wrong way are when it is unclear if the stuff that is being surfaced to you is being surfaced to you because you make certain purchasing choices, say online, right? I mentioned this before.
You realize credit card purchase tracking has been a thing for decades.
Totally.
Yeah, okay.
So Amazon might return results to me based on my purchase history, not based on what I actually what Amazon thinks I want to see. Or Google might return results. Or I'm getting approached with ads that are kind of manipulative or targeting me because of who I am. And, they spin that stuff to be like, well, it's more focused for your needs. Hmm. And it's like, no, you want to make money. There's no reason why you would do this other than to make money off
of it. They want to sell you something.
So I feel like, it's easy when you go to Amazon, search for a barbecue, and then are on like another website, NeoGaf or something.
Hey, you need some Kingstone?
Totally. It's very easy to see that like, oh, so you're following me around the internet. I think it's less easy to see when you don't know if Google search results are coming up because of that or
your GPS location is determining stuff like that. Yeah.
I think that's a little bit shadier to me. And now Cortana and Windows have notifications. I'm getting notifications like the Super Bowl's on and it's like, why are you, you're an operating system. What are you doing?
I kind of try and convince myself that I live in this sort of frequency where it's like, look, I recently got pre-approved for a mortgage, right? Second I did that, started getting snail mail.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Buying a house?
Hey.
What you doing?
Hey.
You need to change your address?
Same thing happens for a wedding.
Oh, weird. Here are some Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
There you go.
Yeah. Might be moving.
What's that? You have a dog? Wait, I heard you had a dog. You have a dog?
Right.
Here's a coupon.
And like, okay.
Times.
Get it.
Right. Get it. All we are witnessing is the incredible expedition of that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, now it's just ones and zeros and at the speed of light as opposed to a...
I think it's bigger than that.
I'm not saying it's not.
It's deeper than that.
It is. And then I also sort of operate above the notion that like, I'm not. Ads don't work on me.
No.
See?
That's a lie.
That's what they want you to think.
Well, you buy a fancy pen online and then you see like, ooh, that's a fancier pen. And you might not think about it, but you are thinking about it.
Or he goes to search for fancy pens, but it selects ones that are in his income and price range.
And he only needs reds.
And filters out the ones that are lower.
You talk to me like I don't know that. I know that. You buy.
Just because you're aware doesn't mean you're immune.
You think I'm on this podcast accidentally?
But like, come on, man. I remember going to like baseball games when I was a kid. And, you know, all the ads in the outfield and stuff like that. Like, we have been bombarded since birth.
Wait, they targeted you? Hey, Jeff.
I'm just saying, you're at a baseball game.
You look real hungry, Jeff.
You could use a Marlboro cigarette, Jeff.
Here you go, Jeff.
Did you run out of a pack of Winstons?
C23.
There you go. Air delivery.
With the cannon.
Give that kid a pack of Marlboro Reds right now.
King Griffey says hi. I get you. I think it's just becoming the amount of information that you can piece together about somebody that is beyond your control. We are now in the realm of sci-fi where they know what you're going to do more than you do know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to sound like a pompous ass.
They think about it all day.
They do, but like.
And it's probably not Jeff Bacalar. It's probably, you know, IP address.
A bunch of zeros and ones.
No, well, okay. But we should be very clear here.
Let's be clear.
And this ties into the legislation that was passed this week. And everyone made a big deal of it, but it's directly related to what we're talking about.
Sure.
So
it is a big deal.
Legislation essentially allowed telecommunications companies, so we're talking about, Time Warner and ISPs, Comcast, ISPs, to do the same exact tracking that companies like Google and Facebook have been doing. But the ISPs technically have way more information about you because they can see everywhere you go, even if you're like using a different browser or you're using a plugin or whatever. Now, VPNs can block some of that, but not all of it. But they also know what TV you're watching and all that stuff. Fine. So,
and as things move into pure digital,
right,
your phone is on your digital line, your TV, like your TV, like you said. Yeah,
exactly.
So
that's a good question. I don't use my VoIP. I only use it to buzz people into my building. Right. But yeah.
So privacy people were very, very worried about this. I've certainly been worried about this. It freaks me out to think that because by passing this law, Comcast can sell my whatever TV, browsing history, whatever to Coca-Cola and so they can sell me more accurately. Now, again, granted, this has been happening with Google and Facebook and whoever for many years. So all this is introducing another element to it. But
and Google and Facebook are way better at it.
Yeah.
Like as much as this freaks me out and I'm really pissed about all the chumps that voted for this, these freaking sellout assholes, right?
Yep.
Verizon, all the ISPs, they suck at their job. Like, they can't give me a freaking cable guide that works, that doesn't take 45 seconds to upload. Is he going to figure out how to track where I'm going on the internet?
Well, and the other thing to keep in mind, and we saw out of this week, was a lot of people running Kickstarters that were like, we're gonna raise money to buy the browsing history of every member of Congress.
Didn't the Cards Against Humanity guy already
He said that he was going to do it, but that you shouldn't give money to anyone. He said it was obviously a scam. But the important thing to keep in mind is legally, you cannot buy an individual's browsing history. There are legal protections against that. All you can buy is the aggregate. So Time Warner can say, we'll give you 30,000 people within this demographic.
Right.
We can't give you Jeff Bacalar's porn history.
So now, that's what the law also says that they rolled back.
Now,
it's all got to be generalized.
Right. It needs to be generalized. Now, granted, this is a slippery slope, and that's what a lot of people are concerned with. It's like, where does it stop at a certain point? But, keep in mind the, like, reactionary of, like, my internet history is now out there is not quite accurate. You just need to be very aware of, like, especially people for asking for money, like, what is the story?
Definitely.
Look, and I refuse to not try and find any silver lining in it because I refuse to just be depressed 24/7. This will increase internet privacy education. Like,
oh,
people
100%.
Will learn. People will start to get hip to it, realize how they're being effed with, and respond.
And I think also Russ, to your point too, people will also come to understand what the difference between a VPN is, what the difference between tracking.
Yeah, we're already working on a bunch of that.
Ad tracking cookies and stuff are because, like, you know, a VPN, like you said, it encrypts your data to a point, but it's not necessarily your local browsing history, right? There are cookies on your machine that are ad tracking cookies that you can try and opt out of or not, or put yourself on a whitelist or do whatever you want. but these things kind of have to work in concert if you're trying to put a bit of a shield up. But, you know, sometimes it feels like old man screaming at the tide of like, is this just the way it's going to go?
Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Because you do also get into some of the stuff, and I don't mean to spend all day on this, but you get into some of the stuff that is like, if you pair this with things like net neutrality, mm-hmm. Of, okay, I see that this block in this demographic is real Netflix heavy, mm-hmm. or they are big on this. Can we charge more here for unlimited speed for Netflix and stuff like that? Or
where it gets really, I mean, that is going 0 to 100 in a nanosecond.
I don't think that's that extreme.
I feel like
we're
already
now.
Doing about 60. Yep. So like,
cruise control.
I think net neutrality, they have said they want to bring it back up for another vote. And that is kind of prioritizing packets and stuff like that based on content.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And pairing those things could start to get a little tricky.
Yeah.
If you're raising or you're doing prices per neighborhood based on the kind of content. And again, this is maybe some tinfoil hat stuff, but you know, I don't see it.
It's not that crazy. It
doesn't seem that crazy to me.
And there's no obvious upside from a consumer standpoint. That's really what I think bothers everyone is like, there's no benefit to us. There's definitely a benefit for these companies that are making more money off of the ability to market this stuff. But for Joe Sixpack, there's seemingly no benefit. The companies could argue, well, we could lower our prices but they're not going to fucking do that.
No. And so there's not a lot of competition. Like, I only have, I think I have AT&T or Verizon.
It's funny you bring that up. There's no competition, right? There isn't. They basically have these sort of antitrust situation, monopoly things going on, right?
Yeah.
What?
No. I was just thinking, out of curiosity, antitrust? Every once in a while, I go on the Donald subreddit, which is a total
shit show,
cluster F, whatever. Really fascinating to read their reaction to this.
And how it's good.
And no, they are really upset by it.
Well, they're on Reddit.
And they want him to veto it and all this stuff.
They're on Reddit. Right.
So it is this real, I love looking at these like fringe groups and seeing how they react to things that are like, well, if you're universally.
I mean, look, r/TheDonald is probably the most self-conflicted group of people.
No, it's just fascinating.
You know, like they're in terms of where their viewpoints and opinions go. But listen to this.
Yeah.
You're right. No competition. Very tough to have like a choice between ISPs and service providers and whatnot. This was the perfect opportunity for one of them to just be like, yeah, that's a law now, but we don't give a shit. We like our customer. We want to be good guys.
Who's going to say that?
No one, because there's no competition.
Right. Like Verizon, they're all looking to be like,
they're licking their lips.
I'm going to be Verizon and Comcast, AT&T. And like they all want to be your single point for all communication.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend much more time on that.
So Bixby.
Bixby. But before we leave the S8, which is sort of like the nested story inside this conversation, there's a look at this. There's a freaking accessory called, I think it's called Dex, DEX.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a dock that the S8 pops into, and it'll give you a desktop computing experience.
So didn't we have this already with some other phone manufacturer where it was like dock and
That was a Windows phone had some sort of option like this.
All the impressions I've read of this, and the OS is like very Windows inspired, everyone's like, it's fast.
Plug in a keyboard and it goes.
Yes, you can plug in a keyboard and you plug it. It has an HDMI, a few USBs, a monitor. You got yourself a little workstation.
I've been saying this for years. This is the future.
Yeah,
you are gonna carry this around to work. Like when you go to an office, it's just gonna be docks like this, and you plug in your either work issued phone or.
Totally. And we're there. Like thing is though, I want Windows. I don't want like janky ass Samsung OS. Yeah. Like I want Windows.
So buy a Windows phone.
Well, that's where Windows has to like make something happen with someone.
Here's
like
the dark side.
Ooh, what's that?
Mm.
You are never going to be able to leave work again.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
Well,
you are always going to have your work computer with you.
Yeah, I already have my, what do you mean? We're already there, dude.
I know.
Yeah, we're there.
I know. But sometimes I could still be like, at least because I'm in production, be like, files.
No export.
Yeah, I'm back here.
We're talking about 85 gigs. I don't know.
It's in the cloud now. Just download it. I got a data cap on my Verizon. They know where I am.
Let's pivot into, As Vinny grimaces, Lucky Palmer.
Oh boy,
Palmer Lucky.
I'm pretty unlucky.
Lucky
I was it was Lucky, comma Palmer.
Okay,
like the way you get called for attendance in high school. Palmer Lucky is out.
Yep.
At Facebook.
Gone.
What do we think?
What was
about
the
that?
Statement? What was their justification?
What are the circumstances?
I thought I had this up on the thing here. I'll go read it.
Okay, while you're looking that up, I'm going to give some background. So Palmer Luckey was one of the founders, if not the founder of Oculus Rift.
Yeah, co-founder.
Of the VR headset. And Oculus Rift was bought by Facebook, I want to say 2014, a couple years ago, for $2 billion. And everything was rolling fine for him for a while. And then
he started to float on magazine covers.
Well, there were right. That was really the beginning of the end. There were two big issues, if memory serves. So the one big one was this case with Bethesda, where he got sued, and they ended up losing a bunch of money because they thought that Carmack was stolen from Bethesda to do work for them. So that was A. And then B, it seems that Palmer Luckey was investing in a organization that was funding a bunch of like
shitposts,
basically political, all the like
smearing.
Peppy frog stuff, and you know, racially charged, and blah 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 blah, so on and so forth.
And then basically, he said, "Oh no, I didn't do it."
Right? Yeah, that was like, look, you can kind of do whatever you want with your money. That's fine. Like, it's super scummy.
Like, no. I was paying somebody, and then the person was like, "Listen, I got your email."
Yeah, like but lean that was into it.
It was
gonna,
his denial.
If you're gonna do it, and you have the right to, just like. Admit it, dude.
The statement from Facebook reads, Palmer will be dearly missed. It's like, how much under the breath? I wish we could read those lines, though. Palmer's legacy extends far beyond Oculus. His inventive spirit helped kickstart the modern VR revolution and helped build an industry. We're thankful for everything he did at Oculus and VR, and we wish him all the best, end quote.
Yeah.
So the timing of this, I assume, is the end of fiscal. Right? It's basically
this is
March
like,
31st.
This is like the playbook page.
Is this the end of his contract, do you think?
It's the end of, like, it was the perfect time to strike, for sure. Like, I'm sure this was done before the end of 2016.
And it's like, hey, you're exiting at the end. Here's the last day we can
of Q1,
do this. Yes.
And I don't think they necessarily had this plan initially when they bought him out.
Oh, absolutely. No.
But it might have been like, hey, you're on this term
but that
contract.
That one-two punch.
Because they might have been like, hey, if we let you go before this, we have a bigger payout or you know.
And they had probably advanced his assets or his vesting and stuff like that. I think in the interest of like getting beyond the possibility of another blow up like this. Yeah. That Time magazine cover is just hilarious.
It's funny. And like, that's like now the least controversial thing about the guy.
Yeah.
So we did for Giant Bomb. I think Alex Navarro put it really well. We talked about one of the bigger kind of hottest messes last year was kind of the unmaking or the undoing of Palmer Luckey. Mm-hmm. I feel like it kind of unraveled a lot last year.
It did. I mean, that was all of it. This is just now the paperwork.
Because, you know, he did go from the cover of Time on like VR is the future.
Like new Elon Musk level.
And like, you know, a lot of
the rise and fall is very fast.
And a lot of that was Palmer. A lot of it wasn't. Like a lot of it was maybe the stuff with, like you said, like with Bethesda and also VR just kind of finding itself in weird places. Like maybe just shooting Star is more of like a flare gun.
Yeah.
And so like it went so fast.
So fast. You're right. It's like the fall from grace it's like light speed.
Like,
right?
You know, what does Palmer go into at this point?
That was my next question.
It does feel
hedge funds.
Right.
Or just like, I don't know, swimming in his, you know, duck McScrooge.
But
what
then
is it, McScrooge?
I always think whenever this stuff happens, I always think of Notch, and Notch is like, you know, he had this huge success. He was the creator of Minecraft. He made, I think they sold for a comparable amount of money. And
he just like bought Jay-Z's mansion.
Yeah, he bought a mansion in LA, and he, you know, seems in reading some of the profiles, seems a little bit down because he doesn't necessarily have that next big thing.
Yeah.
And that's a really tough. I mean, it's hard to feel bad for Palmer Luckey because A, I don't believe in his politics, and B,
he's incredibly wealthy.
But that is as a human being. Yes. I can fully understand how this transition like a very. Would be an extremely difficult thing for a human being to go through because you basically have to reinvent yourself.
I mean, like, and obviously no one like wishes ill will on the guy. Like,
there are plenty of worse people on the planet, though, again, I think he did some jerky stuff.
Totally did some jerky stuff, but we'll see.
I mean, this might not have been what being part of Facebook and developing Oculus within Facebook might have been playing out to his vision of how this went anyway, right? He might have signed a contract that was like, yeah, I'll stick around and get it on its feet. And like, what you guys are going to do with this, maybe I'm not, is not where my passion lies.
Sure.
And like, since you bought it, I can't walk away because that'll show not a lot of trust in the right, product yeah. and all this stuff. You know, maybe he's like, I'm not happy here either.
Yeah.
Like, and this isn't a great fit.
Wants to work in a garage and do hardware stuff again. Who knows?
I never got the sense from him, and I've talked to him. He's been on some Giant Bomb stuff before. Mm. I never got the sense from him he wants to be in a giant company. Mm. Like, Facebook has to be a monstrosity. Oh,
I can't even imagine
what his deal was like in terms of time.
And you know, like I don't know what Carmack's deal is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is he walking in a suit every day? And like,
I don't think he's ever worn a suit,
right? Or is he just like, I don't know? They call me once every 3 weeks, yeah. and it's like, we're going to put a press release out and use your name on it,
right?
And go continue building your rockets,
right? Exactly. Yeah, it's hard to say. I don't think this impacts Oculus as a business at all.
No.
I think...
Remarkably, though, right?
Like, yeah, well, because again... I think
VR has impacted them more.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I mean, VR obviously is not
That's been the curveball.
Phenomenon. Yeah. I don't think this changes anything. I think it is just interesting given his past and everything that's gone on in the last couple of years. Like,
he really likes games. Maybe he'll go into a development or fund a development studio or try and make a new Smash Brothers. Like, you know, he actually has a deep passion for that.
With Kurt Schilling, maybe.
Let's hope not. That'll sound about right.
That seems like they'd be a good pair.
I want to touch on Twitter real quick and then we'll hear your stupid fight story. It's not stupid, I'm sorry. So Twitter yesterday popped in the new @reply formatting. And anytime you reply to a tweet, the inclusion of the username is not counted against the 140 character limit.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of weirdness that comes along with that new rollout, meaning you can like tag a bunch of people in tweets now, and it's really hard to actually untag people. You have to like go in and uncheck their boxes and stuff.
Is this active now?
It's active right now. I think it's kind of confusing. And also, like, the way your timeline is sort of.
Also, is this out. Through the, like, official app, or what does that mean for, like, everywhere. Third party
apps?
I think it's
everywhere. I don't think the Android app has updated yet with this new stuff, but it is not the best. And I'm.
What are they called? Canoeing? Like, Twitter, like a reply canoe or something? There's a term. There's a term for, like, adding people on.
Gross. Yeah, like, it just doesn't. It just looks funky. Like, I don't know.
Centipede.
Everything has a term.
It's like the human centipede, essentially.
It's just, I don't know. It kind of rubs me the wrong way. I think more so how it displays in your timeline, but it's really screwy, and they kind of screwed up their own like, when I @reply someone, if there's like multiple people in a tweet, I'll sometimes make a quick little edit, be like, oh, you know what? Vinny doesn't need to see
totally.
Me.
Totally.
Right back
100%.
To that. And now they've made that a lot harder to do.
Oh, you can't do that now?
You can, but you have to like click on the thing where all the users are nested and then find the user and unclick them. Basically what they did was every tweet now has like taggable people in it that does not count against the
category. It's just a very Facebook.
They're just like these encapsulated modular little, like pills now. And you can take someone in, put someone out. And that's
like, I feel like this happens a lot. If, say, if you quote, is that what this is called? Retweet.
Yeah. Oh, act like you don't.
Sorry,
act like you
know.
Don't do the.
He was on the Telegraph.
It's all Morse code.
Sorry, no, that is just a brain fart. And like, say you retweet something from like New York Times or something, the story, right? And then I want to reply to you. I don't need to tell the New York Times that you're an idiot, Jeff, or like, oh, that's a funny story.
Exactly.
Like, I'll just quickly delete that. Usually it highlights it right away, and it's like,
he doesn't need to be there. Yeah.
This doesn't need to be there. And like, you know, this gets a little. Do you guys use PlayStation 4 a lot? So they have a thing that's like groups, right? So it almost feels a little to me like, oh my gosh, my inbox is just full of people who have added me to groups of stuff, and I can't get those notifications like.
Well, deleted. you can like block yourself from groups entirely. But
can
that's,
you? Do?
Yeah, you can. But that's pretty.
Is
much
it all
only,
or nothing?
I think it is all or nothing.
Okay,
that's not.
Or
a good
it might
way
be just people
either.
That are on your friends. So if you have a curated friends list, I think
I'll have to check that out because like, it has been like kind of a weird thing of like I'll turn my PS4 on and just get all these notifications.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you're in this group.
Ass.
You're in this group. Right. So this maybe is a really to steal a term here that's maybe inappropriate, but like a 1% thing of like. If you have a lot of followers and people are just adding you into stuff of like,
but those are the people that sustain Twitter. Like the power users are like what maintains the Twitter churn. Cause most people are not tweeting stuff. It's more people just reading.
Yeah.
So you need those people to be engaged and interested and constantly tweeting. And if it's a bad experience, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think they're going to tweak this. There's no way they won't because now you can be like spammed by just being included in a bunch of tweets.
Yeah. That's crazy. crazy to me.
It seems like it's not going to, it's not perfect.
Twitter is a very funny evolution.
It is. And it's totally organic. It's a living organism.
Yeah. Like the, you know, weird anthropology of like how we have interacted on Twitter, as how humans have done it, of like, oh, remember when you had to put RT in front of everything? And like, you know, like, oh, remember when like there were no replies really? You're just kind of like coming back at, you know, so it's changed and evolved.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I guarantee that, like you said, this is not the last.
Without a doubt. I'm not saying they'll fix it. They'll tweak it.
Yeah.
They'll definitely tweak this.
I think they did roll out some other policing and filtering tools.
Yeah, they definitely have been on the ball as of late.
Because I think you can like filter out like people who haven't changed their profile picture.
Yeah, someone who just has like the chicken
egg.
Yeah.
But I still can't view exclusively a chronological timeline, which really, really drives me nuts.
So you can though.
Maybe I've dug through the settings and I can't find it.
There used to be a thing where it's like, do you like this?
Right.
I would always be like, no.
Right.
Or see more of this?
Too. Yeah, after enough times, it just started giving me vanilla.
I feel like I have never. I've always said, no, show me this.
Or like, it would be like, here's what you missed kind of stuff.
It's always here's what you missed. And I end up tweeting to someone that tweeted 3 days earlier, and I feel like an idiot.
No, I don't mean, well.
That's happened to me enough times where I now have to explicitly look to be
like.
Right.
Like, I also think that's okay.
Yeah, it's not terrible. But like, sometimes I get a reply back and be like, no,
I said that a week ago.
I ordered that bacon sandwich like a week and a half ago.
I was trying to leverage my Twitter following for that extra slice of bacon a week ago. That's not helping me out right now. Finally, Russ Frushtick, you've been teasing this all week.
I haven't.
All month.
I just mentioned it.
The great fight breakup story. It's on you now.
Okay, so I was walking to the supermarket. I live in Forest Hills, Queens. You can. That's probably too much information, but
everybody finding me. Bigsby knew that already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was walking to the supermarket, and I had all my, you know, bags with me. I was on the way, you know, reusable bags, save the planet. And there's a middle school in between me and the supermarket. And middle school was just getting out. It was like 3:30, and so it's like a cacophony of kids. They're all over the place, and as I'm walking down the sidewalk, these two kids are like clearly brawling. Like one kid is like kicking the other one. Like not.
Is there a crowd?
No, there's not a crowd. It's just the two of them. And they're not like legit fighting. They're just doing like middle school fighting.
What does that mean?
Are they on the ground?
You know what? No, they're not on the ground. So they're just, there's a lot of shoving, but it's not like someone's on the ground kicking, getting like bloody or anything like that. It's like bully style fighting. And I couldn't quite figure out like who was like cool in the scenario and who was like getting bullied or whatever. And I'm approaching and like in my brain, I'm like, what do I do here? Do I like engage? There's a police station like a minute away. Do I like threaten that I'm going to call the cops if they don't break it up? Like, how do I do this? And I keep getting closer, and the two kids, one of them has a cast on.
Oh, no,
that's a weapon.
And that is exactly what I thought as I was approaching. And I probably had a foot on both of these kids. But in the back of my head, I'm like,
45 pounds.
Do I want to like try to keep these kids apart? And he's going to like swing his hand cast in my general direction and like do some actual damage. And then I'm like, well, but this other kid seems like he has a disadvantage because he doesn't have the cast on. And all this is going on in my brain. And by this point,
closing.
I'm closing. And I walk like directly between the two of them.
Wait, really? You thread the needle?
Right, but I don't stop.
Wait, so how far apart? Yeah, what are we talking
they were
here?
Like, they were probably 4 or 5 feet apart from one another.
And they're just
like,
hollering.
In between. Well, at this point, they were like, they'd like been shoving, and they were yelling at each other.
And so he just walked.
So
in between.
I just like, and I guess I was inspired by like. So. You know that video of the snack man on the subway? Have you seen this video?
No.
There's like an all-out brawl in the middle of the subway, and this snack man just walks in, some random guy that was also on the subway, stands in between them and just starts eating a bag of chips.
Oh, that's cool.
Looking right at the camera.
That's cool.
And the whole fight stops. And I was like kind of inspired by that, and also a recent video of this guy that broke up a fight in like Detroit or something like that.
But what did he do?
But he was the actual brave one, where he walked into the middle of a fight, pushed the kids apart, and then like spoke to the entire crowd of kids that were filming the fight and was like, guys, you're clearly not friends with these kids if you're filming them and laughing at them. You two that are fighting, like, what do you think you guys are doing? You know, just like chill out. It's not worth
it. Let's take a step back.
And he like totally diffused the situation, ended up getting like, you know, accommodation from the government and stuff like that. It was like a really nice story. So this did kind of click into me, but not enough to actually stop. I did just like stream between the two of them, but I can't, apparently that was enough to like settle things down because they went their separate ways.
Yeah, it could have been where they're like, oh shit, there's like,
you just broke the tension.
I did.
You were like, just like, you know, cut it.
Wouldn't that be the greatest new meme of like breaking up fights?
No, because it would be bad. if it becomes a meme, something horrible would happen with
well,
it.
Well, no, like, and obviously they all won't be successfully broken up. someone's going to get hurt over this, so I take that back, but yeah, I mean, like, man, wouldn't it be great to, like, not have to see an awful thing all the time?
Like, wow, way to go out on a limb there.
I'm just saying with the fighting. Like, why are we so obsessed with filming fighting? It is, like, upsetting to me.
I mean, but MMA.
You did your part.
Did
well, no, MMA is, like, two athletes who have agreed to do this in a cage.
But it's...
It's different.
You know, I agree. Tough. It's different, but like you do kind of glamorize that stuff and it's people watch it. Like you watch whatever Ronda Rousey getting socked and knocked out in one shot. Like how is that not an encouragement?
People have come to blows for the history of humanity. The first two humans that could
beat the shit out of each other.
Beat the shit out of each other, right?
And then made babies.
And then made babies and then like those babies beat the shit out of each other. So like
the babies eat each other.
I tried breaking up a fight.
Okay.
Well, you're a bigger guy. You can
I think you have more.
Well, so look at this. Here's a cautionary tale.
Okay.
Fight breaks out in a gym, right? In
like
college.
Like a workout gym or like
no, like gymnasium.
Basketball. Okay.
And I run over in a big crowd.
Okay.
And kind of people have gathered.
With college kids?
Yeah, they might have been younger kids in the college gym. Couldn't tell. I was in like a little backstory. I was in like a taekwondo class. So I thought I was like, okay, here we go.
finally.
Watch me beat up 65 people.
Finally, yellow belt Vin's going to spring it to action. And I get in between the kids, but they still keep going. So I take who I think is the aggressor and try and pull them off.
Okay.
And as I pull them off and kind of subdue them, the other kid just starts laying into the kid I'm now holding.
So you're a culprit.
So now I have to turn my back and like the other kid just, those punches as he's like trying to reach around and the kid I'm holding is like, let me go. And nobody else jumped in to help.
Whoa.
So I just eventually just like released the kid and was like, okay, go. So yeah, I guess I messed up.
And they went back to fighting?
Yeah. Kind of petered out after that a bit.
Because if you can get past that initial minute of like insane testosterone like flooding through people, I think it does settle down.
Yeah, the peak is quick. The peak.
I felt like garbage. Like the kid got a couple of good shots in on this other kid. I grabbed the kid that was throwing the punches, right? And as soon as I subdued him, the other kid was like, oh no, it's on my turn.
You should have just dropped the kid, be like, just trying to even things up here a little bit. I just saw this from the outside, want to even it up here.
Taekwondo.
It's all good.
So I got this.
And then you just like threw a smoke bomb down and vanished.
Yeah, so like that. I felt like garbage after that and was like, well, what? And I also felt like garbage for the people watching me. Like, no, nobody else is going to jump in here.
No.
This is it.
Okay. Well, I guess
like the only way to do it safely is just to have like a bucket of grease that you just spill on the ground.
Oh, and then it just
turns into a comical, like,
slapstick
situation.
Or like, you know, like if like a cop shows up or something.
Yeah, sure.
Or just the lights go out.
Just flip the lights on and off. Come on, everybody. Let's go.
You know what this means? International sign for.
Come on. It means I'm starting my speech. Come on. Class is starting.
Oh, boy.
There's somebody in an HR meeting who did this, which I thought was great. I'm going to use this with my kids. It wasn't breaking up a fight. It was clap once if you can hear me or clap twice if you can't hear me. And then everybody was like, you know, and it was like, oh, that's, I'm going to use that with
trick. It's I like trick.
It. Yeah, it's a good trick.
Hey, Vinny, it's been great.
Yeah.
It's been great. Did we get everything you wanted to get out?
We did,
I think
man.
We covered
think
a lot
we,
of base.
We did okay today.
Yeah.
Okay.
With your help, so thank you.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun being here. I'm glad I can get my platform for get off the grid. You can check me out, getoffthegrid.com. No, that's probably what? Death.
Where
don't
can
go
people
there.
Find you, though, for real?
Get off the grid. No.
Get off the grid. Vortex.com.
Go to giantbomb.com. You can check out the Giant Beastcast every Friday with Jeff Bacalar.
Yeah.
And you're there most of the time.
I'm there, I would say, like 98.6%.
We try to talk about video games.
Sometimes.
It happens.
It happens a lot.
And I'm on Twitter as well.
Okay.
I'm not giving that. I just want a whole thing about like if you care enough,
you'll find out.
You'll find that at Vinny Caravella. Will
Vinny Caravella? Okay, yeah. Russ. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
Follow Russ at Russ Frushstick.
Mm-hmm.
Anything new cooking? You want to new episodes?
Yeah, we got some new YouTube stuff. YouTube.com/Polygon Law Abiding Citizen with Zelda coming up.
Ooh.
So that'll be fun.
When did you record that?
maybe a week or so ago.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Bring the heat.
Bring the heat. All right. That's going to do
it. Hey, where people find you?
Oh, I'm everywhere.
Yeah. Where?
Ubiquitous.
I'm just on the internet. You just search Jeff Backlar. You get all the win.
Jeff Backlar, et cetera.
Did you say get all the win?
Yeah, get all the win.
The win.
W-I-N.
What does that mean?
That's like you are on the internet.
Yeah, it's like all that leet speak. Mm. I've been practicing in front of the mirror. Mm.
This is now turned into the most CBS show.
Hello there, fellow internet dwellers. I'm at Jeff Backlar on Twitter. 866-404-SCENE is the phone number. Do what you got to do. We will see you. That's if they want to leave voicemails.
Where are they?
I didn't read them. I didn't listen to them this week. We'll see.
A good sell.
Yeah, it's a good sell. Look, someone will hear it eventually.
Okay.
Just might not get that quick turnaround time you're hoping for. All right, it happens.
Thanks.
Until next time, have a great week. We'll see you soon.